Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Gene Wilcox and Dr. Jane Cameron are here, too, because they're two of my favorite folks in the whole world. They're the authors of Abulard's ABCs of Branding, 26 concepts that capture the essence of good brand management. And that's just one of the great things that they do. They do a lot of other things, but they're two of our top branding experts. Gene, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Jane, it's good to have you back, too.
Thank you, Jim.
And so tell us what's going on. What's new and exciting in the world of branding these days?
Well, one of the things that we've been looking at is issues around what we call cross-cultural branding. We started working with a colleague who's from Latin America and looking at, you know, a lot of companies now are
that kind of cross-cultural. I thought you meant trying to talk to teenagers.
Well, that's part of it. And that's where I was going with this. And what it boils down to is it's not necessarily, you know, an American and someone from Brazil.
Right.
It's you and your teenager.
Yeah.
How do men and women talk to each other?
Well, let's talk about something.
How do engineers talk to financial people?
Let's talk about something that's not impossible. Let's go back to Brazil.
Well, it gets back to what, you know, A in our ABCs is being appropriate. And so much of marketing is knowing what's appropriate for your target market. And if you're going to be dealing with a Hispanic market, whether it's in Brazil or whether it's, you know, in the United States today, you need to understand something about the culture and the way they use language in order to promote yourself in a way that's attractive within their culture.
You know, I've always known this. I say I've always known. One of the interesting things that I've observed in my career, my very long career, is in the marketplace, is that every industry has its own little set of values, or its own little set of what's appropriate. Its own little, in fact, to some degree, they have their own kind of ethics.
Yeah.
And so I enjoyed learning about those sort of idiosyncrasies of an industry. And certainly if industries in our country, in one country, are like that, you gotta expect that it's gonna be, you know, taken to the 10th power if you go to another country.
Yes. You know, and a lot of people make the mistake when they're doing business internationally that, oh, well, you know, we're in Brazil and they're speaking English, so we understand each
other.
That's
the ugly American syndrome, isn't it?
Well, I have a joke about that. You know, someone who speaks three languages is trilingual.
Right.
Someone who speaks two languages is bilingual.
Right.
What do you call someone who speaks one language?
An American.
An American.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. No, I'm glad you're bringing this up because this is a very important topic, for anyone, and not just for folks who want to do business overseas. And we talk about that on the show a lot. But what you're saying is make sure that not just your brand, but the way you execute your brand is compatible with whomever you're calling on.
Exactly.
Now, how do we do an audit on that, Gene? How do we find out if, you know, I remember the story about, you know, what is it? Was Pepsi is some kind of a weird name in Chinese, or they found out that the Chevy Vega was a curse word in Mandarin, or I don't know what, you know, you got to.
Well, when they, there's a whole lot of examples of these kind of things about, you know, Chevy Nova meant the car doesn't go.
Right, the Novo, yeah. Nova means no go in Spanish, I think.
It means no go,
yeah.
Excuse me. And then there were others that meant like in it was supposed to be caliente, meant had some sexual connotation
right.
for a car. And the Coca-Cola case, they actually, after they made the mistake, came back and did, you know, a whole look at finding different characters. Because they actually, the first one, unfortunately, translated to bite the wax tadpole. And what they did is they then researched over 40,000 Chinese characters and found something that was close, that means happiness in the mouth.
but it turns out, though, Bite the Wax Tadpole became a great name for an American band, right? American rock band. Okay, so how do we, on a more realistic level, on something that might be more likely to happen to a small business owner, how do we look at our own brand and say, okay, does this brand travel well? Would that be a good way to think of it? Does my brand travel well?
Yeah.
Jane, what do you think?
I'm doing all the talking here.
I think that's the question, does it travel well? And you're asking the question, are you talking about international boundaries or just simply boundaries of field or area of expertise?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing, Jane, I was thinking of is, you know, sometimes I see small business brands that are just a little too cute.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And you know what? That might be okay in like a 6-square block area of your downtown, you know, flyover America.
Uh-huh.
But if you ever try to take that brand, you know, to prime time, it's not going to be received very well. Unless it's, you know, really, really intuitive and catchy. But if it's a little too cute, then, you know, I think it's a disadvantage. What do you think, Jane?
I think that's definitely true. I mean, especially since so much of what makes something cute is dependent on the context that it's in.
Right.
And as soon as you've put in that context, you've run the risk of basically completely losing an audience that's from another place.
Right.
And a lot of cute things or humorous things don't translate well. You know, jokes don't translate cross-culture.
Right.
There's a lot of examples of that, too.
Exactly. Give us the website, Jane. Tell us how we can find out more about what you guys do in your books.
Our website is www.catalogos.com.
Catalogos.com.
Right.
We can find the book there, ABCs of Branding, right?
Right, and we can find all kinds of other information about branding for small businesses.
And the Catalogos, folks, if you're wondering about that, if you haven't heard about these ladies before, the book is a great... It's just a fun book about branding, and the star is a cow, among other livestock. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Gene and Jane and I will be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friends, Dr. Gene Wilcox and Dr. Jane Cameron. They're the doctors of branding and the authors of Abelard's ABCs of Branding. It's a really fun book, folks, and it'll take you through. You know, I bet you guys have gotten a lot of great comments back from folks who run businesses who have said that this book has taught their employees about branding in a way that no other book could have. I bet you've gotten a lot of those, haven't you?
Yeah, we have gotten those comments, and in fact, sometimes we get them the other way around, where employees take them in and give them to their boss. Because they say, you know, I've been trying to get my boss to do this right, and they give them a copy of the book, and
right.
It's kind of, you know, it's non-threatening, it's funny,
right.
And people get it.
And then they have to make it work. They have to work it around. This is the tricky part. You have to work it around. See, my people work things like that around with me. They work it around so that it turns out to be my idea.
Right.
See, that way it catches on. They get a bigger bonus at the end of the year. And so we're talking about cross-cultural branding and not necessarily cross-country, but also cultural could be with another generation. It could be with another industry or whatever. How do we do an audit? How do we check on our own brand to see if it travels well?
Well, as we have said always, is that you really need to talk to people about your brand. And small businesses are much closer to their customers than big business. So talk to your customers. If you're going to talk, if your product is aimed at a young market, you're going to have to talk to young people and find out where their heads, what they're thinking, what they're using, how are they doing things. I was at a meeting a couple of weeks ago where kind of the reverse situation. There was a young person there who was talking about, talking to an older gentleman who's a consultant about how to reach his clients. And he's talking about, you do it with your iPod and your MP3 and all of this stuff. And I said, wait a minute. Think about the age of the people that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this older man's customers aren't into iPods and MP3s
right.
and downloading things.
Were they into pacemakers and things like that?
They weren't quite that old, but
okay.
Young people today take for granted that everything comes off the internet and everything you can download everything onto your phone or whatever
right.
you've got.
Right.
Whereas people in my generation, I'm pretty old fashioned. My cell phone is a phone.
Right.
That's all.
Wow, I've never met anybody like that. Okay, look, let me ask you a question. Could we have one brand? Every brand typically has a little brother or sister in the form of a tagline or a brand promise.
Yes.
If you're smart, you'll have something like that.
Yeah.
When I was a consultant, my brand was Jim Blasingame and Associates, and my tagline was, "I'm a vice president you can rent." So that's you hear and you see these corporations out there who have their brands, Coca-Cola, and whatever their brand promise is. They change it every 4 or 5 years. Would it be possible to have a brand, but to have multiple taglines or multiple brand promises? Maybe one for one generation, and then completely new separate packaging, maybe that kind of thing, and a different kind of a brand promise for another generation. What do you think?
Oh, people do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. I didn't think of that? Darn.
Yeah. No,
I thought that was my idea. I thought I could patent that or something.
But you have different presentations for different audiences, too.
Right.
When you're talking to one group, you may want to tune your messages slightly differently.
Mm-hmm.
For example, one of the areas we've been working with is people getting ready to ask for investment. And often the technologists want to tell everybody about their technology, but that's not where the investor's head is.
Right.
And so this is, again, another cross-cultural issue, but it's a field and interest issue other than a country issue or language
so,
issue.
So the issue is the what's the message you're trying to get across to
right.
this other person, right?
Right, right.
What do they care about?
From their frame of reference, what they're used to talking about. I'm giving a talk in April at a group called the Builders League of South Jersey, which is construction people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to structure my whole talk using the analogy of building a brand is like building a house.
Hmm.
You have to have, first you have a site plan, and then you do an architectural rendering, and then you put in the blueprints and the construction drawings, then you build the house, and then you decorate.
Right.
Most people with marketing start decorating before the house is up.
Well, for example, if you've got a restaurant, you might focus a certain approach to the brand on one generation and another one on another generation.
Yes. Yes.
That kind of thing. And it's the same brand, it's just that you're explaining that your brand is versatile. It can go this way or it can go that way.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Last thoughts, Gene, what do you think? 20 seconds.
I think we all need to be aware of the fact that other people don't think the same way we do all the time, and that we need, if we're really going to reach them, we need to put ourselves in their frame of mind.
Even though the world would be a better place if everybody thought like me, it just doesn't work that way. Give us the website again, please.
www.catalogos.com.
Catalogos.com. Apple Lodge ABC's of Branding, Gene and Jane. Thank you, ladies, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Bye. Thank you, Jim. Quick break, right back with Ray Keating. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.